Parenting Moments on Shine FM with registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center, Kimberly Eckert, joining me once again. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We have just about made it through the entire month, and I guess our last time to talk for Therapy 101, a look at five evidence-based therapies for your family. Number five, Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, ACT.
That's right. This is an action-oriented approach to psychotherapy that stems from traditional behavior therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy. Clients learn to stop avoiding, denying, and struggling with their inner emotions and instead learn to accept that these deeper feelings are appropriate responses to certain situations that should not prevent them from moving forward in their lives. With this understanding, clients begin to accept their thoughts and feelings, face their hardships, and commit to making necessary changes in their behavior, regardless of what's going on in their lives and how they feel about it. I love ACT, Mike, because it really teaches us to be observers of our thoughts and feelings rather than feeling like we are our thoughts and feelings. And this particular therapy was developed in the 80s by psychologist Stephen C. Hayes, a professor at the University of Nevada. The ideas that formed into ACT emerged from Hayes' own experience, particularly his history of panic attacks. Eventually, he vowed that he would no longer run from himself. He would accept himself and his experiences. This quote is from him, and he says, "We as a culture seem to be dedicated to the idea that negative human emotions need to be fixed, managed, or changed, not experienced as part of a whole life. We are treating our own lives as problems to be solved as we can sort through our experiences for the ones we like and throw out the rest. Acceptance, mindfulness, and values are key psychological tools needed for that transformational shift. So ACT can be used to treat all sorts of mental and physical symptoms, chronic pain, anxiety, depression, again, OCD, disordered eating, substance use, stress. What you can expect is that your therapist will teach you how to learn to listen to your own self-talk or the way you talk to yourself specifically about traumatic events, problematic relationships, physical limitations, and other challenges. You can then decide if a problem requires immediate action and change, or if it can or must be accepted for what it is, while you learn to make behavioral changes that can modify the situation. You may look at what hasn't worked for you in the past, and the therapist can help you stop repeating thought patterns and behaviors that can cause you more problems in the long run. Once you've faced and accepted your current challenges, you can make a commitment to stop fighting your past and your emotions and instead start practicing more confident and optimistic behavior based on your personal values and goals."
Wow. All of these, actually, it just sounds everyone is just going to be specific to help you through and get you to the other side. And I feel good about hearing about all of these.
And I think it's a good reminder and why I was motivated to do this, yes, because we have new psychologists that I want Shine FM listeners to know about and the different therapeutic modalities, but also to help listeners understand that therapy is not the same as talking with your best friend. It is different. It is based in science, and it really can help.
Yeah, indeed. The professional way is going to really help you there. Still good to talk to a friend once in a while.
Oh, but, yes, 100%.
But this is really
but not
good.
Not for therapy.
Indeed. EckertCenter.com. Find out about the team there, the growing team at North and South location. You're helping everybody all over the place.
Well, we are doing our best to support and care for families. Again, we see children, teens, adults, couples, families. Again, we are a one-stop shop to make it easy for families to access mental health and educational services. So please check us out at eckertcenter.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Kimberly. A great topic for the month. Oh, got to remind you also to check out shinefm.com. You have a chance to win a free initial visit at Eckert Center as well. Contest page, shinefm.com. And of course, all the info you need at eckertcenter.com, including our podcast. You can go back and listen if you want to get some more info too. So Kimberly, you have a fantastic day, and I guess we have a new topic coming for June next week.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.